The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. Let's get down to this big sell versus rent decision. It is a big one for people. What should you consider if you're making that decision?
Well, you're right. It's a really big decision. So there are a bunch of things that you should consider. First of all, your financial situation. Can you afford to rent versus sell? And would rental property be, you know, a good addition to your portfolio, whatever is in that currently? You also want to think about local market conditions, both for the sale of homes and for rentals. You want to look at your future housing plans, of course. You know, are you going to be staying in the area or are you going to be leaving, going far away? You need to think about your tolerance for being a landlord. There's a lot that goes into that. We can talk about some of that later.
Sure.
And you need to think about your state and federal income taxes and how this might impact that in your choice of rent versus sell. And then you want to think about current and projected future home prices.
All right, so let's go through some of this. Let's start with if you're moving for a few years, say for a job transfer, but you're planning to come back to where you are, now it might make sense to rent.
Yes, it's absolutely, in that circumstance, an option you want to consider. So suppose you have owned and lived in your home for two or more years, but now are being transferred to a different city for a temporary period, as you say, you know, of some number of years or months. You can rent your home for up to 3 years without losing the chance to sell it with no capital gains tax. As long as you owned and lived in the house for two of the 5 years prior to the sale, any capital gain on the sale can generally be excluded.
So there is a financial consideration, though, also of covering the rental's mortgage as well, because you're going to be paying for something wherever you're living, and you still have to get enough rent to cover the mortgage and, you know, property tax, all that.
Absolutely. There is a lot to consider. If you can rent your home for enough to cover the mortgage payments and expenses, then keeping your house can be a smart way to help fund your retirement. You likely won't pay tax on the monthly rental income if you have enough expenses. And then, you know, once you retire, you can sell the house and convert your equity into a lump sum, or you can continue renting it and collecting income during your retirement. Another way to go.
Okay. Can you talk a little about tax deductions when you rent out your home?
Yes, because there are some great benefits here. So yeah. When you rent out your home, you get to depreciate it for tax purposes. Here's how to figure that annual depreciation. So in most cases, you divide the amount you paid for the house plus the cost of major improvements less the value of the land by 27.5. That's how many years the tax law says a house must be depreciated.
Another factor in this sell versus rent decision has to be your home's condition and whether you can make improvements.
Very true, Mr. Gross, because renters, more so than buyers, may be willing to overlook, you know, outdated home fixtures because renters know they're just kind of passing through, right? So if you don't have the money to invest in improvements and your home's fixtures scream 1970s and not in that good retro chic way, then renting may be a better choice, depending on the other factors we've discussed. And there are a number of them, as we said. So, of course, you know, the other option is you can always sell your home as is. So
Right. You won't get the big sales price, but you won't have to go for the improvements. And some people like to do the improvements themselves. So being a landlord is another big factor here.
Huge, huge factor. You know, if you can't live with the fact that tenants might scuff the walls, you know, burn your countertops, forget to water all the beautiful landscaping you put in, then being a landlord might not be for you. Plus, you know, you'll still get the bills. When the plumbing leaks or the refrigerator dies, you may also get the phone calls. You know, when the heat goes out, you've got to deal with that. So if making do-it-yourself repairs is beyond you and paying for upkeep, even, you know, paying for a property manager is going to cause you to panic or isn't going to work out for you when you do your financial scenarios, then you definitely want to consider selling.
Okay. Any final thought here, Pamela?
Yeah, I do have a final thought on this one. And, you know, we talk about being a landlord again. We talk about being a landlord. It takes a little bit of a crust to be a landlord. So
yeah.
If you know you wouldn't have the heart to force out a renter who didn't pay, you should not become a landlord. Or if you do become a landlord, you have to have a professional manage your property.
Right. So there's somebody between you and the renter, which is often kind of a good idea in any case, unless this is somebody you really know well.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pamela, thank you. And for more tips, you can visit houselogic.com/radio. Be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. And Pamela, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks again, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.